Hi, Abby.
Hey, Jeff. How are you today?
Interpreter for what?
So I interpret basically the park itself, the resources that we have, helping people understand about the park so that they care about it and then help us take care of it. That's the role of interpretation park
ranger. I see you got your badge on this morning,
too. That's right. Yep.
And your hat. I love your hat. Where can I get a hat like that?
Actually, they do sell them. Strattonhats.com. You actually do sell these kind of hats, but you cannot get the cool hat band. But yeah, we wear a Stratton hat, and the hat band is specific to the Park Service, though. So
can we get a photo of you wearing that for our Facebook post today?
Absolutely.
Good. Thanks. And the pride and joy of Spencer, Iowa. How are things in Spencer?
You know, I think they're doing well. They had a bit of a rough time back in June. There was some flooding, but looks like the community's coming together well, and things are recovering well.
Did you make the fair last fall?
I did, yep. Good. Can't miss the Clay County Fair. World's greatest county fair, that is.
Well, what's the state of the union with the Missouri National Recreational River?
So we are gearing up for summer. We're excited for a bunch of fun events. And our event that's coming up the quickest here is the Missouri River Cleanup. We do this event. We try to do it every year. And it's been happening every year Well, we missed a few years with COVID and stuff. But since 2005, we've picked up 100 tons of trash. So really important event for the river. And this is our 19th Missouri River Cleanup. So we are excited about that. It's happening May 3rd. At Riverside Park. We'll be down there from 8 in the morning till noon. We're going to be taking people out on boats again. We're going to be picking up on land as well at Riverside Park. So it's going to be a really great time to clean up the river for summer, to spend time with the community, and just have a great time out on the river.
And you got to be careful when you're working with the river. Always got to respect the river, don't you?
Absolutely. So safety is a top priority for us. We're taking a lot of things into consideration, but we want everyone to have a fun and safe time for sure.
All right. How do people get involved? How do they get signed up and what happens?
Yeah. So you can contact us directly, but we also have a sign up on our website, which is nps.gov/MNRR. Right on the front page is a big emblem to sign up for the Missouri River Cleanup. You can also sign up the day of, but the sooner you do it, the better. It'll help us get out on the water quicker. And if you do want to get on a boat, you do have to get there early because we do have quite a few people show up in limited boat spots. So the earlier to 8 you can be, the better in this case.
When you think about the cleanup in years past, does anything come to mind of like crazy things found along the river or anything exciting or weird?
You know, that's a good question. I myself have only been part of one cleanup so far. And last year, I don't know if we found anything too crazy. There's always the occasional tire, but I bet you would be surprised with some of the stuff that they have found. So we'll just have to wait and see what they find this year.
No chest with golden coins or anything like that?
Not that they told me. They're keeping that.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably won't want to report that if you think about it. Well, I'm glad your group does that, and I hope that you get a lot of help, and I hope it's safe, too.
Yeah, and I also want to give a big shout-out to our park partners. We couldn't do it without them. We have boat operators coming from the Corps of Engineers, from Nebraska Game and Parks Commission, from South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks, Yankton County Search and Rescue. So we really couldn't do this without them and are so thankful for their help in this event.
I'm going to grant you a pass. I'm going to ask a question. If you want to pass, we'll just pass on it. It's no problem. And I don't want to get political, but, you know, Department of Government Efficiency, and I'm sure there's been a lot of talk about it. What can you say on behalf of your group as far as that goes? Because to us in Yankton, you are a precious commodity.
We'll appreciate you saying that, Jeff. Really, I can't say too much at this time. All I know is what has been out in the public as well. So I don't have too much of an update other than we're just trying to stay hopeful and we're excited to move forward with our events this summer.
Well, you could run for office on an answer like that. Good for you. And I understand too. What you guys do, I think, is so important. And again, you're so valuable here. So let's just hope for the best on all of that.
Yep.
So where are you going to be this summer? Festivals and celebrations with your trailer and stuff?
Absolutely. So we're going to be at a lot of the familiar events here in Yankton and Vermilion and the surrounding area. We are really excited to get our mobile ranger station out there. We've done a lot of updates on it, including a brand new wrap for the outside, brand new panels and lighting for the inside, new interactive exhibits for the kids inside the trailer as well. So we're going to be at all of your familiar events, the Homestead Day with Game Fish and Parks. We'll be over at Marina Day with Nebraska Game and Parks Commission. We're going to be doing a river honoring over in Vermilion. We'll be at Riverboat Days and the Ponca Expo and all the music at the Meridians as well. So we're excited, yeah, to be at a lot of these community events. And again, thankful for this great place where we can engage with the community and share about our park.
I'm sure it's extra work on some of your spare time, but I bet you dig, you know, hanging out with people, especially the kids.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We even have some Junior Ranger programs that we're planning for this summer as well that will focus specifically for kids to help them learn and explore and protect national parks.
Well, good.
Yeah.
And as far as some of the interactive exhibits, any one that you are quite fond of?
Well, I was the one that kind of put together most of them, so I'm kind of fond of all of them. There's a Junior Ranger quiz that kids can take that will help them learn about the park, have some fun pictures in there as well. And then a local artist put together this beautiful mural for us that highlights a lot of the wildlife along the river. And we took that, she gave us the digital copy as well. And one of the activities is you can touch each animal on the screen and it will tell you about itself. So a really great way to enjoy art, but also learn about the amazing Missouri River.
Well, kids love it, but I bet adults kind of turn their inner child back out when they get involved too.
Yeah, absolutely. There's something for everyone.
Any parks that you want to visit this summer far away that you got on your bucket list that you're planning on?
So my sister is also a park ranger. I'd love to go out and visit her. She's in Wyoming at Bighorn Canyon, and that's just a couple hours away from like Yellowstone and Teton. So if I could make a trip out there, that would be really awesome. Or I could also go back to my park of Rocky Mountain National Park where I worked for a couple years and still love that place so much. So we'll see.
Well, we're so lucky that you landed in Yankton. I hope you're happy here and doing well.
Yeah, absolutely. Love Yankton. It's a great place and hope to be here for a long time.
All right. Thanks for visiting with us on Heroes, Abby. We'll hope to see you around.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jeff.